ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Which are free from risk and concocted a new
system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of the Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions followed the atheistic system. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
When Lord Shri Krishna was present on this planet, a person named Kauntaka imitated the four-handed Narayana and declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He desired to compete with Krishna. Similarly, during the time of Lord Dakshabhadev, the king of Konka and Venka acted like a Paramahamsa and imitated Lord Dakshabhadev. He introduced a system of religion and took advantage of the fallen condition of the people in this age of Kali. It is said in the Vedic literatures that people in this age will be more inclined to accept anyone as the Supreme Lord and accept any religious movement or system opposed to Vedic principles. The people in this age are described as Manda Sumanda Matayaha. Generally, they have no spiritual culture and therefore they are very fallen. Due to this, they will accept any religious system. Due to their misfortune, they forget the Vedic principles. Following non-Vedic principles in this age, they think themselves the Supreme Lord and thus spread the cult of atheism all over the world. Om Jnana Virandasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chakshur Nirmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Namaha Dadatam Svapradayam Kam Karoti Vacharam Mundhaya Dehe Yat Kripacharam Mande Shri Guru Dinataya Vachakar Patarum Yascha Vasindo Jayaya Kitam Bhavane Guru Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, my dear king. The king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhdev and imitating Rishabhdev's principles, introduced a new system of religion. Taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activity, King Arhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principles, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of the Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions followed this atheistic system. So this verse is full of adjectives. And so is Prabhupada's purpose. And why not? So when you hear this, sometimes your blood pressure goes up. Why did this happen? Because something which was very pristine, something which was original, has completely got marginalized. And someone has had a desire to conquer something. And therefore a new religion came about. So, this topic is a very, very interesting topic. The Srimad Bhagavatam, one of my personal favorites, the activities of Lord Rishabhdev. Beautiful verses which encourage us to get detached from material life. Lord himself coming as Lord Vishnu himself coming as Lord Rishabhdev and setting a personal example for all of us on how to lead our lives and then how to leave our body. So, this particular section talks about Lord Rishabhadev's departure. It talks about how unassuming the Lord is, how humble the Lord himself was. The Lord could have showcased him as the Lord, but on the contrary, he acted as if he was dull and he acted as if he himself was under the influence of the material world. He acted as if he was himself materially bound, following the laws of material nature. So he did not have to do it. Just like a CEO of a company or an owner of the company, when he enters the gates of the company, he'll still go to the security and he'll say, my name is so-and-so, so-and-so. No, please allow me to give me a gate pass. He can actually fire the security guard. don't you know who's over there, open the gates. But he does the whole thing. So this is humility. So here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming and obeying the laws which he has himself created, though he is well beyond those laws. The Lord was wandering like a madman, and he apparently, for his own departure, he created a forest fire, and it is said that Lord Rishabhdev, you know, was burnt in that forest fire. So for the person, you know, who is the head of the fire god, how can, you know, fire take away the Lord? The fire god himself reports to Lord Vishnu. So therefore, this is a pastime of the Lord to teach us something. So up until now, the focus has been on Lord Rishabhdev's teachings and Lord Rishabhdev's departure. So today's words and the subsequent few verses talk about how immediately after Lord Rishabhdev's departure, okay, whenever the Lord departs, what happens? Krishna Svadharma Upagate Dharma Jnana Adivisa. Okay, the first two lines. So always, you know, Dharma Jnana, everything goes away when the Lord goes away. But what happens is pretentious religions start coming up. When the Lord goes away, then what happens? The pristine teachings of Sanatana Dharma also become hidden. That's why the Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also said, Evam parampara prate evam raja vishayat vidu sa kalyane mahata yoga nashavana. I had given this Bhagavad Gita many years back, but unfortunately owing to time, everything has got colored today. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, I am speaking this to you once again. So, whenever the Lord departs, we see this vulnerability coming into the material world. And here we see that immediately as soon as the Lord departed, a pretentious religious system was introduced very quickly by someone whose name was Arhat. Okay. So, now, such pretentious religions, so many religions are there. And India is probably the largest in terms of the different number of religions. Most of them are bogus. Okay. Prabhupada often said, India is the exporter of bogus religions and bogus gurus also. We are leading in the exports. Like that. So therefore, these religions over a period of years and years and years have created very strong mindsets. So when people who follow these religions come to programs, then they come with so much of mindsets. Their mind is set in concrete. It is very difficult to break that. And when it is broken, it gives them a shock. Like, okay, this is actually a real religion. They say, no, my grandfather told me like this. My grandfather and mother always taught me like this. My father and mother taught me like this. So on and so forth. Very difficult to change. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam at the very outset, verse 2 of the very first canto, cuts Kaitava Dharma. And much of today's discussion will be on Kaitava Dharma, the topic of cheating religion or Kaitava Dharma. Why it prevails? So, the Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projito Kaitava Atra Nirmat Saranam Saram. Nirmat Saranam Satam. So, what does it mean? It says that it is the Lord who can actually enunciate the principles of religion, pure religion. You should not accept it coming from anyone else, either the Lord Himself or His pure devotees who come in the pedigree or who come in the disciplic succession. Only such persons are authorized to enunciate the truths of religion. So, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Purana. It has got no material motivation. It directly gives you the highest truth. If we are simple, we will take it. Nevertheless, in Kali Yuga, even though the simple things are told, because we are not simple. What Prabhupada writes here, Manda Sumanda Prayana Alpa Ayusha Sabhya Kalavasmi Yuga Janara Manda Sumanda Mataya Manda Bhagya Yukadrata. In Kali Yuga, everyone is disturbed in mind. Right? Everyone is mad. So therefore, and people are dull-headed. So therefore, a simple message does not penetrate our heads. And in Kali Yuga, many people don't know how to discriminate between what is a bogus philosophy and what is the genuine philosophy. And many people fall in love with bogus philosophy and then develop mindsets against real philosophy. So rigid do they become. It is very shocking when you shake them up. Many years back, I was hearing a lecture given by Gauran Prabhu. Okay, and he was saying that once upon a time there was a taxi driver. And this taxi driver, it was his first day driving a taxi. So as he was driving the taxi through the streets, he had a passenger sitting behind. And what happened? At some point in time, the passenger was trying to talk to him, but the taxi driver was not listening. So what he did? He tapped the taxi driver. The taxi driver got so confused and bewildered that he went left, right, and he ran the car against the pole. And he was like, what did I do? He said, why did you tap me from behind? He said, you are not listening to me. That's why I tapped you from behind, because I want to tell you that take right on this road, you are going somewhere else. Right? So what did I do wrong? So the taxi driver told him that this is my first day driving a taxi. I was actually driving always in my whole life. I have driven a mortuary van full of dead bodies. So he's not used to getting tapped from behind. So this is called as mindset of a person. Okay. So when his mindsets are shaken, okay, then it is very shocking for all of us, like that. Whereas the pure religion or Sanatana Dharma is about age-old truths which come from the Vedic literatures. If we accept them as it is, then we don't have to do any concoctions. Like today, we see religion has been concocted. So what is real Dharma? What is real Dharma? What is true religion? What is the definition of Kaitava Dharma or false religion, which is opposite of true religion? Why these false religion exists, and what are the types of false religion? We will be discussing that topic today. So what is real Dharma? Real Dharma is defined by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Jaiva Dharma at the very outset. He says, Dharma is the Swabhava Apavastu, which we have discussed many times before also. It is the innate characteristic of any object. So therefore, if you consider us, the soul, as that object, the innate nature of the soul is the dharma of the soul. So it is said that just as the dharma of water is to flow, but when water is kept in an artificial environment called as a refrigerator or freezer, it stops flowing, and because it is rigid right now, to break it, then mash it, or you have to heat it, and then it will flow, it will follow its natural dharma when the temperature increases. So similarly, the soul in the spiritual world was in its natural dharma, swadharma, which is to serve the Lord. The nature of the soul itself is to serve. That's why you will see that even non-devotees serve others. It's not that only devotees serve. There are people who are not interested in coming to the temple. They are also serving outside. You cannot say that, you know, only devotees are involved in service. No, non-devotees are also involved in service. But they do not know how to serve, though they are inclined to serve. They do not know how to best serve, let me put it that way. They know how to serve, they do not know how to best serve. It's like in English also there is a saying, if you give a man some money, you feed him for a day. But if you give him education, you feed him for a life. So educating the man is a higher level by which you can serve that person. Now if you give the person spiritual education, he will not have even the karma of starving, because the concept of starvation is only there in the material world. It's not there in the spiritual world. So, spiritual education attacks the problem at the very root. It educates people on what is their natural dharma. So that is called as Jaiva Dharma. So what is the natural dharma of the soul? Jive Swarupa Hoye Nityena Krishna Das. The nature of the soul is to naturally flow towards service unto the Supreme. But we are in an artificial condition which is called as Mahamaya. Therefore, we have forgotten that Mahamaya is like a freezer. Ice is kept, water is kept in the freezer. So, our head has become like concrete. It is very difficult to crack this and bring back Sanatana Dharma. And when someone does that, we see the bewilderment of the taxi driver, which we saw. Now, how to identify whether someone is giving us a true religion or not? There are three questions to be asked. S-A-P, SAP. What are the three things? Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayogi. Ask them, who am I and what is my relationship with the Supreme? Hum kaun hai, hum aap kya hai kaun? With the Lord. Okay. So ask these two questions. Okay. And then what happens? If the person answers, you are spiritual. If it is good body man, then you say, Hari Bol. Right? He says, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. And then, your relationship with the Eternal Supreme is one of the servant and the master. Then you give 33 one-third percent marks in the exam to that religion. Second question, what is the goal of life? he says to attain and allot your love for that person. Another 33.5%. And then finally, what a 33.3%. And then finally, the last one. What is that? What is the process by which we attain that goal? If they say sit in mudrasana, try to meditate on the candy, then you say Hari Bol, see you later. Right? But if they say Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, there is no other process. No doubt how fashionable it may be, no matter how spiritual it may look from the outside. It's as simple as taking your bead while chanting the holy name, and you can do it in the four walls of your house, or do it along with devotees. So if someone ticks these three boxes, if someone tells this, that is pure religion. That is genuine. Okay. Now you must say, what about Christianity? Somebody is saying, it's not a good religion. Is it cheating religion? Obviously not. Christianity is a genuine religion. Then how does it just tally? How come Krishna is not there? Okay, that is the question obviously. So the answer is very simple to this. Okay. Science can be studied in year 1 also, in year 2 also, year 3 also, in year 10, in year 12, in university, at PhD level and postdoctoral research. Okay. What is the difference? Will you say second standard science student, not bona fide? Will you say like that? No. It is bona fide, but it is not giving you the 100%. That's all. It is genuine. But it is not giving you 100%. So, religion has evolved. Religion also has been given based on time, place and circumstance. For a person, if a person is fallen in the gutter, completely sozzled, having drunk and vomited, and is rolling in his own vomit, you will not go to the person and tell him that, okay, please sit down, my dear drunkard, and he says, what are you telling now? See, Radharani, Mahabhava Sarupa Sri Radhadavara. Sarva Gudantani, Kanta Jiravani. Let us talk about Vedanapi Mahabhava. Let us talk about why Chaitanya Mahabhava came to give the esoteric tools. He says, who is Chaitanya Mahabhava? If at all he remembers, who am I? Where am I in this person? So you are the greatest. Right? You can't give that person the highest. Therefore, you give him some principles which he can understand. Then what do we say? Thodi thodi kya karo. Through a song we can say. Okay. And then he will say, suppose my name is XYZ. He will say XYZ religion. I am a follower of XYZ religion. And in my religion they say, consume less alcohol. That is highest principle. Okay. But that is not highest principle. That is the principle for you, sir. Because you are in year 1 right now. You are kindergarten. So it's a genuine instruction, it's not bad. Considering your situation, that's a high instruction. So this is how we have to see religion. When we see religions in this way, we will see no reason to condemn any religion, to look down upon any religion. Rather, we will say that, okay, all these masihas have come to give something based on what level people were at. Okay. Even when Lord Nityananda came, he preached to Jagai, Madhai, all these kind of people. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, he handled a different class of people. Okay. So, they also divided themselves into two different groups. Like that. So, now, therefore, as at the same time that we don't look down upon other religions, we still have to understand that what is the highest religion. So, we should not get too enamored with religions which do not give the highest. And Bhagavatam gives us the highest. And we are very fortunate that in this lifetime we have got this opportunity. Now, if Bhagavatam exists, then why do suboptimal religions try along with that? If we have PhD syllabus, why people are still in love with second standard syllabus? Okay, that is the question. Because we have four defects. And why people are in love with even non-syllabus, bogus syllabus, right? So, because we have four defects in Ishopanishad, it is said, Brahma, Pramada, Karanapatava and Vipralipsa. So, confusion, mistakes, imperfect senses and cheating propensity. So, these are all defects which we have. So, because of this, we always have a tendency to cheat. For example, there is a story of a dog. once a dog was just, you know, had finished eating some bones, okay, and it saw that a tiger is coming to eat it. Dog himself had eaten some bones. So some bones are left over there. Okay. And the tiger was coming. The dog did not know what to do. Then what happened? The dog said that I have to act quick, otherwise I am finished today. Okay. So the dog said, tasty tiger. Like that it said, looking at the bones. Now the tiger was scared. My goodness, this dog has the ability to finish a tiger and eat. It may eat me also. So saying that, the tiger ran away from there. Okay. This is first level of eating. Right? Then the dog thought it was smart, but then a monkey was sitting there. So the monkey said that now I have to protect myself with the tiger. Tomorrow tiger may come for me also. Therefore, why not I make tiger my friend? So in Hindi he said chavi marnega. So he went and told the tiger, you know, that actually the dog is a rascal. Actually he just, you know, he just pretended like that. And don't, you go, you can eat, no problem. But you and I are friends, you know, I told you, the tiger is a tathastu, no problem. You and I are best friends. Then what happened, next day, what happened, the tiger came. But the monkey was very smart, the monkey was riding on the tiger. Tiger said, I'll give you a ride now, sit on my, the tiger is riding on, the monkey is riding the tiger. The monkey is also coming in front of the dog. Now you are finished, dog. Like, tiger is a friend now. So the dog looked at the dog and said, now I have to think really fast. The monkey has to run its job. Right? So the dog pretended as if it didn't see the monkey. And it said, where is that monkey? I had told him to tell the tiger like he's going in here at some point. That's what it said. And then the monkey was finished under that. Right? So this is the world of deception and cheating. Everyone wants to survive in this world. Puchli bolo. Tell anything as long as you have followers and as long as you are maintained, concoct something. So this is what is going on. Now, this is the reason. Because we want to cheat, that's one reason that paisa varma exists in this world. The second is, wherever there is an original, there is an imitation that follows. I remember when I was working, in my initial years, I was working with an engineering company, a very famous company, Larsen & Toubro, it's called this. So, when I was working as an engineer there, then we used to make, you know, our company had the best products in one of the ranges, called the switchgear products. We were the leaders in the market. And once upon a time, I was talking to my manager and I asked him, who is our competitor? Okay. Because I thought our competitor was Siemens, which is the electrical company, okay, which is also a world leader. He told me, no, no, it's not Siemens, it's spurious foods. Our competitor is what? Imitation products. Because if our product costs, let's say, you know, $100, then, and our products were purchased by the farmers cannot afford. So what they'll do? They'll buy an imitation product for $5. Okay, and they'll run their job to that, you know. It may not have any safety mechanism, but it's still used because that's what they can afford. So therefore, wherever there is an original, there is an imitation, and it comes in jewelry also. Imitation jewelry. It's called also as imitation jewelry. We go to the shop and what do we ask? Imitation jewelry we have? Ah, yeah, we have. Even there we don't ask. You know, original jewelry, we have imitation jewelry. So many people come and ask me, do you have any imitation jewelry by chance? Where I can take alcohol, where I can continue my meat, where I want to enjoy the opposite sex. Please tell me something is so complicated. Nice religion, you know. I want to follow that. Don't instruct me to give up tea, coffee, onion, garlic. It's too far out. Give me something which I can easily follow. You know, it's a legal going on. Look at the task. I will tell you what to do. Only thing, you give me money. So this is how, because people want cheap things, they will get cheap things. Because there is no standard required there. So, then even in books in India, I remember when I throughout my life I wouldn't have passed my engineering without my teachers. No. University? No. Without Xerox all. Anybody who has passed engineering without Xerox all? No. Xerox means photocopier. Not possible. Okay. Even in, you know, during MBA days, it was, I remember still now, we had a corporate finance book called Bradley Myers. So when I asked the book, it's ₹1,000. And I knew it was too much for my father. So then the question, next question is, how many pages are there? 600 pages. 600 pages is 300 rupees. 50 paisa per Xerox. And when we give the bulk order, we can negotiate 30 paisa. It was a Xerox level, right? So So therefore in books also we cannot afford the original. So we have to somehow make do something. So we are used to this. In India, many years back there was a scheme that was going in. Because the poor people, especially in Kerala, everyone was enamored for going to Dubai. Okay. It is said if you go to, in the earlier days it is said, if you go to a Saudi, you may or may not see an Arab, but you will see a Malayali there. Taiwan. Right? So, because from Kerala, a lot of people used to go to Gulf countries, okay. But because people had this desire, then what happened? There were cheating agents also who were there. So, they will take them to Gateway of India, they will put them in a boat, take them for 24 hours around the Gateway of India, and they will drop them at a place called Alibaba. And they will say, this is Dubai, right? So, many people got tricked, cheated. There was even a Tamil movie also like that, made around this, how people were tricked, thinking that this is Dubai. So therefore, cheating religions will completely take you to a different destination than where you want to go to, because going to the spiritual world is not easy, it's not cheap. So that's the second reason. In people like imitation and shortcuts. Third is people who are gurus, who are propagating this religion. What is their principle? Do whatever you want, just keep the remuneration coming to us. And then people are also happy that they also want a tag of being religious. I remember I told you before also, one day Emma Villa was outside and Geeta Jayanti, book distribution time. So she was doing book distribution. So people were coming into the temple, we were showing them books and all. So one young girl had come with her father and mother, and then Emma Villa, my wife, showed books to them. So she said, this is about, what does it contain? They started talking, and they started talking about, somehow they talked about Guru Tattva and all those things. So somehow she asked. So she said, our family, we don't have a guru. Our family also have a guru. So Emanuela asked her, oh, is it? That's very really nice. Who is your guru? And then she said, Amma, who is our guru? She's asking her mother, and the mother is asking the father. Okay. So what is, you don't even know who your guru is. 2 years back again, I was asking someone, that person asked me, seeing this Kanti Mala, are you from ISKCON? I said, yes. So, you all have guru. Here, we have guru. I said, I'm guru. So, I said, yeah, I am also initiated. I said, wonderful. How did you get initiated? I said, nothing, you have to be standing in a queue, and then we are given, chop, like that. Everyone goes in a queue, 1, 2, 3, 4, certification, like that. Okay, so, in ISKCON, we find that the process of initiation is very difficult. Even now people are saying, oh, why we have to study, Prabhupada, why we have to be smart disciple course? Is there a shortcut to get initiated? There is no shortcut, right? Because you are being given something which is very valuable. Anything valuable will not come cheap. So initiation should not be cheap. And that is why Ananda Prabhu has laid very strict standards in our temple. So, anything cheap, people also want cheap things, and the people who give these cheap things, they also want to, they are the business of giving cheap things to people. And that is their, as Gaurakaru says, that is their business development model. In a tree, there is a hole, put some cocoa, put a flower around that tree, put some limbo, sit, grow a beard. Now it's COVID, it's very easy also. Grow a nice beard, right? You can put on a subtle mask also. There is no need to wear a mask. Anyway, you have a mask, right? And then sit under a tree and then put your own money, 300 rupees into your own, what is that, jewelry, so that people think that others have given you this money. And then pay some 2, 3 or 4 people. Say that, come and pay opposite to me every day. Say that, because of me, I will pay you every day, my share I will give you. Partnership model. And then they will go and propagate. Baba, because of you this happened, that happened. If you have cough and cold, they will say, go to Baba, your cough and cold will go immediately. Babaji, like that. And what will happen? Maybe you have taken allopathic, homeopathic medicine, or maybe naturally you are cured, because the immune system cured. But then what will, some genuine people will say, you have to Baba immediately cured. Like that. And then other people also come. Like that, there is a whole business that can cut. So there is people who want to cheat, and then people who want to get cheated. So they are not malicious. Then there is a tendency to complicate simple philosophy. This is called as the Mayavadis. They thrive on complicated simple things like that. So here there is a good example again. Gaurav Prabhu gives. He talks about Sherlock Holmes and his assistant Watson. He had an assistant called Dr. Watson. Dr. Watson was a pretty complicated way. So one day they are sleeping, and in the night, in the dead of the night, when Watson opened his eyes, in Sherlock Holmes also he woke up. He said, "Wake up, wake up, wake up." And then they started, they woke up. And then he asked Sherlock Holmes, so Sherlock Holmes woke up and see what has happened. So Sherlock Holmes says, "What has happened?" So Dr. Watson tells him, "You tell me, what are you experiencing?" And Sherlock Holmes said, "No, you tell me what you are experiencing." So Dr. Watson started explaining what he is experiencing. They are lying down in the middle of a desert, there is an open sky. So Dr. Watson says, "Astronomically, I can see billions of galaxies. Astrologically, I can see the Sun and Saturn. Horologically, I can see that it is 3 AM. Materialogically, I can see that it's going to be a very good day tomorrow. And theologically, I can say that God is in control." And then he asked Sherlock Holmes, "What do you see?" And Sherlock Holmes said, "Logically, I can see that our tent is stolen." That is how I can see the sky. So the Mayavadis is trying to complicate a simple phenomenon by an interplay of complex words. So this is also another reason why this cheating religion thrive, because if you tell something very simple to people, sit and chant the holy name, they say, "So simple, huh? Pretty and chanting the holy name. Ah, you can get all over it and all that. Oh, it can't be so easy." No. We went to another place, they said, "Sit in a silent room." Sit like this. Absolute silence. Candlelight. It's not chala. People will come out and say, "You feel so good coming out." And what you should do inside? They ask you to meditate. But what happens when you meditate on a candlelight in darkness? Gradually what happens? You fall asleep. Who doesn't like a good sleep? When you wake up very fresh, and then they serve you also Nescafe. Who doesn't like that experience? At home also, you know, many girls don't get that experience. So they say, "It's very nice going there. What a nice experience. You know? I never slept so peacefully in my life." So therefore, if people want this, they get it. Then finally, another reason why Kekavarma exists is because there is disorder that Kali Yuga itself brings. Kali Yuga is an age of power and hypocrisy, age of disorder. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it is what happens in Kali Yuga is that because people are not looking for real religion, people who are giving the real product, they are not visible to these people. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 20, text number 8 gives a beautiful verse. It says, "Nishamukheshu khadyotas tamasa bhanti na graha yatha papena pashanta nahi veda kalo yuge." It is said, in the evening twilight, during the rainy season, the darkness allowed the glowworms, but not the stars, to shine. In the darkness, the glowworms were only shining, the stars were not shining. Just as in the age of Kali, the predominance of sinful activities allows atheistic doctrines to overshadow the true knowledge of the Vedas. So, Kali Yuga itself will cover that Maya also does the job of covering what is pristine and real, and to give you a contaminated product. That is Kali Yuga's job, that is Maya's job. Otherwise, how can she keep you entrenched in this material world? So, she is doing her job perfectly. So, Srila Prabhupada was once approached by a reporter and he was asked a question. "What is your opinion, Prabhupada? What is your opinion about so many gurus who are coming to the United States?" So, Srila Prabhupada said, "They are all nonsense." And Prabhupada said, he added after a pause, he said, "One more, they are all rascals." And Prabhupada then added, saying, "Anyone who is not teaching love of God or Krishna consciousness is a rascal." So, these are the reasons why Kaitava Dharma exists in the material world. Now, what are the different types of Kaitava Dharma? What are the different types of cheating religion? So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, text 15, sorry, Canto 7, Chapter 15, text number 13, 7.15.13, gives a very beautiful verse directly addressing this issue. Says, "Dharma bhava vidharma syat, paradharma anya jodita, upadharmastu pakhando dambho va shabda vichala. The English translation is, religious principles that obstruct one from following his own religion, that is called as vidharma. Religious principles introduced by others are called as paradharma. A new type of religion created by one who is falsely proud and who opposes the principles of the Vedas is called as upadharma. So there is vidharma, there is paradharma, there is upadharma. And interpretation by one's jugglery of words, orologically, theologically, whatever, is called jugglery of words. And interpretation by one's jugglery of words is called as chaladharma. So vidharma, paradharma, then upadharma and chaladharma. So vidharma. Vidharma means that the first category, which obstructs one from following religious principles, that obstruct one from following real religion. This is a barrier. These are barriers to progress on the path of real religion. So, why do people follow this? Because people many times follow dharma for the purpose of artha. They follow religion for the purpose of money. Sukh sampati ghar aaye jai jagadish hari. Sukh sampati ghar aaye. I am praying to the Lord so that more and more money is, let it flow, let it flow. Let the remuneration, let the money flow in, like jai jagadish hari. So people follow dharma for the purpose of artha or for money. Why do they want money? Because they want artha for the purpose of kama. Because when you have that money, then you can enjoy it. You can buy a nice car, you can buy a nice house, nice wife will come, right? And children will go to grammar schools. So you want money for all these things. You have prestige in society, like that. And then you can put it on Facebook and show it to the people in the village. You have nice new shoes, like that. New jacket, like that. So people want. People follow dharma for the purpose of artha, and then people want artha because of kama. But Srimad Bhagavatam refutes this. In 1.2.9, Bhagavatam says, dharma, dharmasya hi apavartasya, na artha arthaya upakalpate, na arthasya dharma eka antasya, kamo labhaya visvataha. Means what? All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate. They should never be performed for material gain. Dharma should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to the sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So, lot of examples are there. The biggest example of this is the professional Bhagavata reciters. Okay, people who are professional, they will come with all this band wagon and then they will sing. So many songs they will sing. And people are all enamored, and after that they will sell their music cassettes and videos. Professional reciters. What do they want? They want prestige in the community. And that's why they resort to being professional Bhagavata reciters. There is a story of a. And I have actually attended this. In my earlier, when I was new into Krishna consciousness, I attended many professional Bhagavata reciters. And I used to tell my wife, Maya, I sing. Because in ISKCON at that time, what used to happen was that when it was only Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. And when you are new, you think that I have every day same thing, you know, what is this? Some variety has to be there. But then when you sing, Radhe Radhe Japa Karo Vishnu Rahu Bihari. If you sing like that, it's band vaja. And then everybody comes here. First class, I love this song. Music is the essence of life. This is bhajan. Not just Om Agyan. What is everyday Manoj? They are sitting in one corner and chanting Hare Krishna. There's no fun in it. This is bhajan. Okay. So, so these are all Dhamal songs, Dhamal Gedra, Vinchak songs, we used to call it. So, unless there is something like Dhamal Gedra is happening, then we cannot really sit. Cannot understand that bhakti is also a serious inward process. Okay, but actually, when we take to japa, actually gives us over the years only we realize that it gives you much higher kamal than that what you had, because that was only an external experience. Trust me, after attending this program, there is a Bhagavad Sapta, 7 days, $5,000 charging. Okay, but what will happen after this? Not one day will chant. You ask everyone has come. They have just taken the CD and they will play in their class. That's all. And they will say that they are very pious. That's all. So this is what happens. So professional people. So it is said, Veda vihina chapatanti shastra, shastra vihina cha purana patah, purana vihina krishino bhavanti brashta sato bhagavata. Okay. Which means what? When someone, Veda vihina chapatanti shastra, when someone cannot read dharma shastras, he will try to read stories, so he will go to Puranas. When he cannot even understand the Purana stories, he cannot understand the Purana stories, what happens? Then he takes to agriculture. Okay, he says, okay, I'll do farming because I cannot do any Brahminical activity, so I'll take another profession, right? But if he is unfit for farming also, then what profession he adopts? Professional Bhagavata. So, we do not hear from these people. So such things apparently look like religion, but they are barriers to real religion. They will not give us the internal spiritual experience that the heart is seeking. Spurious goods, just imitation, that's all. They will give us an external, you know, fun. That's why, and many people, even in Bengal, people used to prevent, the caste Brahmanas used to prevent the or genuine people who are not born in a Brahmana family from chanting the holy name. So they used to say, Adhi Bada Supriti Te Snanera Samaya Govinda Pundari Kaksha Nama Uchare. Which means, to chant the holy name, you have to be born, you have to have a higher birth, you have to take bath. Without taking bath, you cannot chant the holy name at all. So therefore, you are neither born in a higher birth, so you cannot do that. And even if you take birth, whose name can you chant? Govinda Pundarika. You cannot chant Hare Krishna. Like that. So that was the thing. And then what happened? Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu gave the Siksha Shakti. What does it say? Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarvashakti Tattar Pita Niyamita Smarane Nakala. There are no rules and regulations. There is a question of Ati Roda Sukri with the Sanaya Samaya. During any time, even in the toilet, you can chant Krishna's name. Of course, we don't encourage people to do that. But there is actually no need, there is no time and place for chanting. Mahaprabhu himself showed that pastime. Mahaprabhu demonstrated the pastime of going to the toilet and excreting, and he was holding his tongue. You remember the pastime? And then Govinda was asking him, why are you holding your tongue? He says, look, I'm doing such an abominable activity, but the tongue can't vibrate this. So this is how Mahaprabhu showed that, you know, there is no time to chant Hare Krishna. So that was about Vidharma. Then Paradharma. Paradharma means one who follows religious principles introduced by others. Duping people by introducing their own principles. Whereas who can enunciate the principles of religion? It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.19, where it says, Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pramitam na vai viduhu rishayo na api devaha. So, real religious principles can only be enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the next verse immediately says, who can disseminate that religion? Then he talks about the various Mahajanas. Svayambho Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Nu Rahalado Vishnu Janako Janako Vishmo Balir Valiya Satyayam. Immediate next verses. These are the people from whom you can hear real religion. Don't hear it from bogus people. So, an example of these kind of people who follow Paradharma are the Sahajiyas, who do illicit sex in the name of Rasa Leela. So Prabhupada was once asked his opinion. Prabhupada said, in a lot of people are doing Rasa Leela. Prabhupada said, that is not Rasa Leela, it is Rasa Leela. Okay, stop it immediately. There was also Gopi clubs, Gopi Bhav clubs. Even within Islam, these things were formed. So Prabhupada stopped all that nonsense. Okay, so religious principles introduced by others in Bombay, because I come from Mumbai. Okay, we have this Ganpati Visarjan. Ganpati Bappa Moriya Pudcha Varshi Laukarya. Okay, so actually this is not from any scriptures. Okay, right? And what happens, this is becoming a this has become a religion. Okay, people come to your house, hey, Ganesh Chaturthi, I want donation. And most of the time the donation is taken by the underworld. Okay, and then they come and give you a small coconut, you know, with some sweet. Okay, after taking 1,000 rupees from you. How much one coconut small piece costs? 50 paise. That's what they will give. They'll say for Ganesh. And then what will happen? These people will take the money and they'll put a big pandal program. They'll have a big Ganesh Murthy over there and they will play all the Bollywood hit songs there. And Ganpati Ganesh will be dressed in various things, sometimes jeans also he will wear. Okay. So all those things will nonsense will happen. And then they'll make big money out of it. And during and then what happens after 7 days? 9 days.
Nine.
When is the reserve? Yeah. They'll put it in a procession, Lord Ganesh ji, and then they'll go and immerse in the water. Okay. And therefore, this process is never even in any of the scriptures. Okay. But people follow it very religiously. Like that. That is how it has to be done. It was started for a completely different purpose by somebody, okay, to bring some little bit of unity, but then it became a religion. So therefore, following religious principles given by others. So, and or people, or silent meditation, people preaching silent meditation. Once upon a time, one devotee approached Rupa. Rupa, they are teaching silent meditation, Rupa. I met someone, he says that he can fly. No, he is getting flying experience. Prabhupada said, what is the big thing? Even cockroaches are flies. So therefore, what life do you want? The next lifetime. So therefore, this is Parama. Then Upadharma. Upadharma means opposing the Vedas out of false pride. Prabhupada writes today also. Giving up the Vedic principles. And concocting something out of pride. So, Upadharma. So all these false avatars who are very proud of themselves, they cannot surrender to anyone else. So they call themselves that I am only God, like that. So Srila Prabhupada therefore said that, you know, India is the exporter of such gods also. Not only gurus, but Bhagavan the exporter. Yeah. They are the biggest exporters of gods. Okay. So here Prabhupada writes in his purports about Paundraka. Paundraka himself, what he did, when Krishna himself was there on the planet, this is too much. At least when Krishna goes, you can become limited. You know? When Krishna is there, only you are there, along with that only you are saying that I am only that Vasudeva. So Paundraka said, I am that Vasudeva, I want to declare boldly to everyone, I am that Vasudeva and I have arrived, he said. Okay, so he declared in front of Krishna, this is simply audacious. And he said, Krishna, I will kill you. So Krishna said, no problem, I will release the Sudarshan Chakra. Krishna said, no problem, I am also Vasudeva and I will also release the Sudarshan Chakra on you. Krishna said like that. And then he actually killed Vasudeva. He killed the false Vasudeva. This Paundraka. So, in Prabhupada's time also this happened. One day, one disciple brought one guru to Prabhupada. And then the guru had a hand like that on a sling. So, with a beard and all that. Like, and then he told Prabhupada, guru. Okay. So, what happened to his hand? So, then he fractured his hand. With a wire. So Guru is saying, while killing Kamsa. While killing Kamsa, my hand has got fractured. I don't know what Prabhupada said. But Prabhupada later on said, so many incarnations are coming. From today onward, you tell me, who is the God in the United States for this week? Weekly God. God for the week. Like in the organization, we have best employees for the week. Like that. God of the week. Okay. Now, you contrast this mood of all these cheaters and imitators with Prithu Maharaj. When Prithu Maharaj was glorified by the Vandis and the Magadhis, then Prithu Maharaj said, do not glorify me as yet. I have not done anything. First, let me do something, then you glorify. So, this is the integrity of Shakti Aveshtata of the Lord himself. He didn't take advantage. In fact, it is said that Lord Rishabhdev, who these people are trying to imitate now, his stool itself was fragrant for 70 miles, like that. So, 80 miles actually. So, Gaurang Prabhu was telling in his class that I give all of you a challenge. Anyone who can lick his elbow, okay, you can probably, you cannot call it himself as God. Many people are trying this. Like, lick them. It's not possible to lick our own elbow, right? So he says, you can't even do this. Human beings cannot sneeze with their eyes open. Okay, so we have no control over our own body and senses. where can we call ourselves as God, controller of the entire universe?
Then the last is Jaladharma. Jaladharma is interpreting by word jugglery. So, an example is given of Mayavadis. Mayavadis, you know, so Sanskrit is a language which can go both ways. It can be interpreted in many different ways. So, Saindhava, it is mentioned as an example. Saindhava can mean a salt, or Saindhava can also mean horse. Okay. Obviously, then the interpretation has to be extremely contextual. Okay. So, for example, if someone is sitting on a dining table and then suddenly is giving me Saindhava, then you cannot say, no, devotee was asking Saindhava, that means horse eating is allowed in Bhakti. Also, like, I won't be. No, you are asking salt. Because Sanskrit is such a language, there can be different meanings. So, it is said that the primary meaning does not make sense contextually, then, or cannot be understood through a tradition of Acharyas, or the Acharyas have given a special commentary and then they have agreed that in this context their advice you can take the secondary meaning, till that time you cannot speculate on that. So, either one accepts a literary meaning or accept a secondary meaning. Okay, now an example of secondary meaning is here. How it is interpreted wrongly, okay, by the Mayavadis. Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhavet. Abandon all varieties of religion, Krishna is saying, and surrender to me. Okay, now this was how it is misinterpreted. They say, the misinterpreters, sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhavet. Maam has been taken in the first sentence. Sarvadharmaan parityajya maam. Which means, abandon all religious principles that I have told. My religious principles. Sarvadharmaan parityajya maam, which I have given. Abandon all of them. Take shelter only of Raja and do any nonsense. Ekam sharanam Raja. Go to Raja and then you can do whom you can do anything. So, the actual is just being misinterpreted like that. And so much nonsense is going on in Vrindavan also. Because of misinterpretation like that. So, people may marginalize the scriptures. People will say that actually there was nothing called as Kurukshetra. It is all allegorical. The entire Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, everything is allegorical. Where Kurukshetra represents the body, the five senses are the Pandavas. So, someone asked Prabhupada, what do you think of this interpretation? He said, whoever gives this interpretation, that fellow is Dhritarashtra. Spiritually blind. So, because of this jugglery, even sometimes practicing devotees get confused. So, one devotee went and told Srila Prabhupada, I really don't understand this Mayavad much. I really don't understand what they talk about self and all. Prabhupada is very good that you don't understand. Problem is that you start trying to understand that. Mayavadi bhashya sunile haya sarvanash. You are finished. So, in chapter 10, 10:14:3, there is an interesting verse here. It says, Nyane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiyavattam sthane sthita shrutigatam tan van manovir ye prayaso jita jito api asi taistri lokyam. Those who even while remain situated, those, please hear carefully, those who even while remaining situated in their established social positions. If you are grihastha, don't worry. Be established in your social position. Paramachari. Good, that is good. Be established. Sthanisthita. Be established wherever you are. Throw away the process of speculative knowledge out of your life and with your tanman. With your mantan, body, mind and words, offer all respects to the descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His activities. Dedicate your lives to these narrations which are vibrated by the Lord or by His pure devotees. And when you do that, you will certainly conquer the Lord. No? Otherwise, the Lord is unconquerable to anyone within these three worlds. But if you follow the simple process of bhakti, Bhagavan, you will get him very easily. Then the last category is Abhash. Abhash people. Abhash means pretentious people who neglect the real principles of religion. They neglect. They know it, but they neglect it. So, for example, one is supposed to follow a particular ashram or principle, but then the person is not following the principles of the ashram. why? Or following the principles of the ashram for some other reason. It is Lord has clearly said, Atta Bhumi Dvija Shreshtas Varana Shama Vibhagasya. So, Anushnishtasya Dharmasya Samasiddhya Hari Koshan. The purpose of following your Varana and ashram is the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Now, a Bhagavan example is given of Indra. Indra, what did he do? Out of envy, he was thinking, oh my goodness, my chair is now insecure. Because Prithu Maharaj, if he completes that Ashwamedha Yajna for the 100th time, what will happen? He will become the next Indra. So therefore, my position is insecure. This is obvious qualities. Okay. So therefore, what he did? He stole the horse. So that Prithu Maharaj could not complete that sacrifice. Okay. And he started running. And who was chasing him? The son of Prithu Maharaj was chasing him. But Indra realized, I'm going to be caught. So what he did? He immediately went and took saffron robe. Sanyaka robe. Saffron color robe, because he knew saffron color robe is nobody will touch. Like that. Saudhuri, Bhavari, like that. So, saffron robe. So, this is said, Srimad Bhagavatam says, this was the beginning of Abhash. Wearing saffron simply to escape some difficult situation in your life, or taking a particular ashram just because of some other reason, not for the satisfaction of the Lord. So once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda were also invited by someone to their house, and they said, "And I will give you bliss." And then Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda went there, and he apparently had a wife, and they tried to give them some intoxicating beverage. So both of them ran away from their house. This is there, in the Charitra of Lord Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada also had initiated some sannyasis who fell down and he took to smoking, like that. So once someone, and then these people who are bogus, they have to show somewhere that they are renounced. So what they will do? They will take photographs as if someone is offering them a lot of money and then they are not accepting it. Like that, they will take photograph and then put it in the newspaper. So once someone did like that in a newspaper, they had shown like this. So his disciple came to Prabhupada and said, "My Guru Maharaj is like that. He never accepts money at all. How he is rejecting all this?" So Prabhupada said, "You do one thing, you take a photograph of me also, you bring me a lot of money and I will take the thing." Why? Because Prabhupada didn't believe in externals. Prabhupada said that money itself is not Maya. It is how you use that money or how much you get attached to that vastu for your sense gratification. That is Maya. Yukta Vairagya means accept and use it in the service of Krishna. Because Lakshmi should be used in the service of Lakshmipati. So Prabhupada had a very pure heart. When the heart is very pure, then you can dabble with anything in this material world. Pritayaratam yat pratiyata, na pratiyata cha atma. Tad vidya atmanumaya yata bhasho yata atmanumaya. That of which you cannot see a relation to Krishna, that is maya. But if you can see connection of Krishna with everything, even a Rolls Royce car you can go in. If Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did in a Chevrolet car, he went entered Vrindavan. It will still not touch you because you are not attached to it. This Prabhupada said, what is there in the Rolls Royce car? It's just tin and metal. Right, and plastic at the end of the day. But if it is required to use in the service of Krishna, do it. By falsely trying to renounce, even in staying in a hut, you can become proud of your poverty. Like that. So therefore, it is a consciousness. So, a real sannyasi, like Srila Prabhupada, a real guru, teaches people how to use everything in Krishna's service. So therefore, what is the solution for this? How do we identify these people? A real guru is one who knows Krishna and how to worship him. And what are the symptoms of a real guru? Always chants, always obeys the shastras, always engaged in devotional service, and has the power, has the tejas, has the adhikar to preach and liberate whoever else is struggling with all these kaitavadhanis. So that is what is the summum of. So here we see that there is this imitation religion that has already started in the Bhagavatam. The moment Lord Vishwadeva left, then this Ariha, he start introducing an imitating, cheating religion. I will stop here and ask if there are any questions or comments. I am sorry, I rushed a bit because obviously the class started late, so I have to still try to finish on time. Apologies for 5 minutes later. Any questions or comments or corrections? Yes.
I have a very cheeky question. You're not wearing a mask, which is fine. Why is no one else wearing a mask?
The question is, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm giving a class, but why others are not wearing a mask? So,
I cannot answer that question. Others only can answer that question. So obviously it's a rhetoric. Mataji requests everyone to wear a mask. And at the end of my lecture, I will also wear a mask.
Thank you, Pum.
Thank you, Mataji. Any other question? Yes.
So the Vidarbha is the first category of people that there are principles which obstruct them from following a real religion. So like people with certainly religious people that worship God for material profits, that kind of thing. What is some one way that they can take contribution consciousness of their Krishna consciousness?
I didn't understand the question.
What are some ways that people who are Vidarbhis, who worship demigods and gods for money and profit, what is one way that they can actually come to Krishna consciousness?
There are many ways by which they can come to Krishna consciousness. The easiest way is to start with prasadam. Everyone likes to eat good food. So that is why, you know, we have so much of emphasis on prasadam distribution. So we start by giving prasadam. And by start giving, we start by giving love to such people. Prasadam is a nice way of giving love to people. People usually accept the philosophy many times less because of the philosophy and more for the person who is giving that philosophy. Okay. So there is no substitute for giving love. So by showing our genuinity to people, by showing our genuine concern for the welfare of others, and people will see, love is never hidden. It is only falsity which is exposed, but love is also exposed. Love is easily exposed actually. The moment you give love, everybody will want it. So Jayanand Prabhu is a very good example in ISKCON for that. Even the rogues and ruffians were receptive to Krishna consciousness. When Jayanand Prabhu used to go to the market, even, you know, he was not scared of anyone because everybody was his friend. Even that local gunda used to say, "Hi, Jayananda, how are you?" Like that. Okay, why? Because he was very kind to everyone. When you are kind to everyone, when we become devotees, we think we don't need to be good human beings. Okay, being a human being is a very essential part of being a devotee. So therefore, when we are a good human being, when we try to give love to others, then gradually people will become receptive to us, and through us they will become receptive to whatever we speak, even otherwise they would not accept the philosophy. But if we behave like a madman in front of them, then what happens? Even if our philosophy is good, they will reject the philosophy because they are upset with us. Like that. So prasadam is the easiest way of bringing them in. So that is why the Bhakti Vriksha program is there, that we start, and kirtan is another way of bringing, because people like food, people like music. Why do you think people are sitting in the Fitzroy State? Every day I pass through that, food and music is going on there, right? And people like dancing. So that is the way people you bring. You channel the propensity of people to eat good food, to dance, and to hear good music. And through that, we channelize them into the process of bhakti. So they don't realize gradually. I know you know the answer to this question. I think you are asking me or someone else. But all of us have come through that medium only. I came because I had a penchant for philosophy. So for me, it was less prasadam, more philosophy. So because I tried to read so many philosophies before coming to Krishna consciousness. But because I wanted to read philosophy, then I came in touch with Prabhupada books. And then philosophically I came into, you know, in one sense I came to bhakti. And of course, I had people who gave me a lot of love in my formative years in Krishna consciousness. And today also I receive a lot of love from this congregation, which is why I am being sustained in my bhakti. So all this combination, does it help? It's obvious, but the obvious is, it is as simple as the obvious. Okay, I'll stop here because it's really late. 9:12. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jaya.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jaya.
As Mataji advised, I'll get all of us, please wear our